Hello and welcome back to Foundations of Society. Today we will be continuing our discussion on school districting, but focusing on the within-school segregation that can result from this practice. This separation of students based on class and race into different districts results in differences in educational quality that are stratified by race. We'll be taking this idea a step further by looking within these racially segregated districts at how this separation is still present within schools, demonstrating that broader patterns have smaller scale impacts. One of the major factors contributing to this is academic tracking, which is linked to resource distribution and teacher quality within schools, which we addressed as between school problems in the last episode. When we consider these issues as both between and within school problems, we can see that there is a clear link between race and the distribution of resources within schools. For those of you who missed last episode, we established that school districting can be viewed as a racial and socioeconomic issue, as poor students of color are more likely to be in underfunded districts and schools compared to their middle to upper class white counterparts. Taking this a step further, we can look within the schools in each district and notice further segregation present, much of which has to do with the resource distribution and other factors that result from segregation between districts. Schools take the funds they do receive and funnel it into their higher academic programs. We know that there is an achievement gap between students of color and white students, so it can be expected that these tracks where higher achievement is possible consist mainly of white students. We will be exploring more about how this sorting comes about and why it can be seen as more than just academic groupings, but also as racial groupings as well. Since we are now looking within a specific social institution, we can view the racial segregation within schools as a product of institutional racism. Institutional racism is a form of racism embedded into normal practices and social institutions in society. Here we identify institutional racism within the education system, as there are practices embedded within it that benefit white students and disadvantaged students of color. One system we will focus on that highlights the institutional practice of racism is academic tracking. When I talk about academic tracking, I am talking about the practice of sorting students into different classes of various difficulty levels, based on the perceptions of how that student is likely to perform. Here we will be exploring academic tracking with a racial lens and seeing how the academic groupings that are made are also highly segregated by race. In schools that are already segregated by race, sorting and academic tracking makes these separations even more apparent. These separations can be linked to prior achievement gaps earlier on in school. However, it should be noted that these achievement gaps can be explained by looking at the resources Black and white students are afforded, as mentioned in the previous episode. So, this gap only widens when students of color are placed into lower tracked programs because of their past circumstances. Looking at the makeup of these standard classes, we find more students of color, poor students, and more novice teachers than when looking at the more advanced classes and programs. This segregation is more apparent when looking at the intersections of race and achievement in regards to class makeup. Black students are more likely than white students to have classmates that have lower achievement scores, whereas white students are more likely to have classmates that have higher achievement scores. Looking at one school's case study, a majority of students were students of color, with only 38% of their population being white. However, within their AP and honors tracks, 70% of these students are white. Furthermore, Black students made up about 70% of the more standard lower-tracked classes. This reveals that schools place Black students in lower-achieving groups, systematically separating them from higher-achieving white students. We must then also consider the racial makeup of the class, where it is seen that Black students have more classes with other Black students, where white individuals often don't have many Black students in their class, further suggesting that race and achievement are synonymous in the eyes of the school. So, we can see evidence of institutional racism in academic tracking through the clear advantages afforded to white students in their likelihood of being in higher tracked classes compared to their Black classmates. Black students in the case study mentioned previously felt as though they were not learning as much as their higher tracked peers, so their goals for higher education were limited and forced to be more practical. They felt as if they weren't prepared for college, as their teachers talked very little about higher education and what they would need to be successful. However, IB, AP, and honors track students were more engaged in conversations about college with their teachers and had opportunities to tour schools, making them significantly more prepared for higher education. We can look at this disparity in terms of two factors: teacher quality or engagement, and resource distribution. We know that more novice teachers are placed in underfunded districts, but even within these districts, newer teachers are placed in the less advanced tracks, furthering the achievement gap. They may not know to engage students in conversation about higher education, or may not know how to do so effectively for the types of classes they are teaching. More experienced teachers are often found in more advanced classes. With years of experience, it is more likely that they know what colleges look for in applicants and can help their students in this regard. When considering resource allotment, we can look at the resource distribution within schools. In schools that don't get many resources from the district, there are places within the school where they are likely to focus their money. Schools are likely to want to grow their more advanced classes because doing well in these areas can lead to more funding in the future. This leads to an unequal distribution of opportunities among higher-tracked white students and lower-tracked students of color, again contributing to the gap in their education. Looking at this as a factor of institutional racism, we see that within schools there are embedded policies to try and cater toward higher-level academics to improve achievement scores and receive more funding in return. Because of this dedication of resources to these higher tracked classes, lower tracked classes are left out of the advancements and put at a lower priority than students academically above them. As studied before, the racial makeup of these classes is deeply segregated, so the school's funds disproportionately aid white students over black students. Anderson and Collins explain this phenomenon that we just detailed in the structure of social institutions, recognizing that the education system systematically segregates its students. They state that we see less achievement from lower-class, poor students of color because of the segregation that is still present in the supposedly desegregated schools. They highlight the idea of institutional racism by stating that schools produce the racial inequalities we see within the institution, with policies and practices that benefit middle to upper-class white students and disadvantaged poor students of color. The text even reflects a sentiment seen by the black students explored in the case study mentioned previously, stating that students are vividly aware of the fact that schools are maintaining policies that hinder their achievement abilities. Thus, even though schools claim to be desegregated, practices that segregate between districts are further enhanced by practices that segregate students further within a school system. Thank you for taking the time to talk about the micro-level implications of school districting through looking at institutional racism. We can see how embedded policies within a school, such as academic tracking, perpetuates the achievement gap that can be seen at a much larger scale. District funding, the distribution of resources, and the quality of teachers all contribute to the practice of academic tracking that further segregates students based on race and achievement. Take some time to consider how you may have been advantaged or disadvantaged in your own education, and recognize the larger societal institutions that are at the root of educational inequality today. Until next time, this has been McKenna.